In Usiwamik Wutes, S. Zumin means to care for. It's a name befitting Lilwat Nation's new and expanding primary care center, PCC. But after only a few months of operation, Lilwat Nation officials are seeking a new building to merge its two existing S. Zumin locations to accommodate new staff and account for future upgrades in service. Our communities are growing in this area and our current system isn't able to provide services to all our First Nations communities, said Lilwat Health and Healing Director Jessica Frank. We also want to have these new services closer to home, and offer outreach services to the community and other places. Discrimination in healthcare. The S. Zumin PCC is one of 13 new primary care facilities across BC funded by the First Nations Health Authority, FNHA. The importance of the S. Zumin Primary Care Center is to ensure that we have culturally safe services for Indigenous communities, like traditional healers, Frank told Peak. A 2020 report from Dr. Mary Ellen Turpo-Lafond found widespread racism towards Indigenous people in British Columbia exists, that it limits access to medical treatment, negatively affects the health and wellness of Indigenous peoples, and disproportionately affects Indigenous women and girls. The report found more than 1 in 5 Indigenous respondents reported feeling not at all safe when interacting with hospital social workers and security staff. Indigenous women were 83% less likely to feel completely safe when visiting the emergency department. That discrimination extends to Indigenous healthcare workers who face racism and discrimination in their work environments, leading to job dissatisfaction and poor retention, the report said. Not having adequate local primary care makes emergency department visits more likely. Primary care consists of comprehensive healthcare for non-life-threatening medical issues. The Canadian Health Institute found that 15% of visits to emergency between April 2023 and March 2024 could have been managed through a primary care provider. But the combination of a province-wide shortage of family doctors, remoteness and discrimination in healthcare work to drive up emergency visits, according to the FNHA and the BC government, the PCCs are an effort to combat structural inequities in care by creating more locally accessible healthcare centers that cater to Indigenous patients. Dismantling and eradicating Indigenous-specific racism from BC's healthcare system continues to be a key priority for our government, said former BC Minister of Health Adrian Dix in a release. Part of this work is expanding access to First Nations-led, Kultu Rally safe healthcare and work in partnership with the local First Nations and FNHA. The new PCCs will help deliver high-quality, patient-centered primary care for communities around BC, bringing the care and services people need closer to their homes, and are another important step forward in our journey toward reconciliation. In search of a new facility since its opening in fall 2024, S. Zumin has operated out of interim facilities in the PQSNOT W Health Center, PHC, located at 11090 Black Bear Road, and the Southern Statlium Health Society, SSHS, located at 321 IR 10 Road. The PCC currently delivers services to local First Nations through a hub-and-spoke model, an approach consisting of a main healthcare campus and one or more satellite campuses. The S. Zumin Hub is at PQSNOT W, while the Spoke is at the Southern Statlamex Health Society. Virtual and mobile clinics for Mkwatkwa, Samakwam, Skaten, and Zaxta, Douglas, are also available. The center serves the FNHA Southern Statlamex sub-region, an area that extends 150 kilometers from Mkwatkwa in the north to Tipela, Zaxta, Douglas Nation, in the south. This sub-region includes 5 First Nations communities. The Lilwit, Mkwatkwa, Samakwam, Skaten and Zaxta are Douglas Nations. A map of First Nations Primary Care Center jurisdictions is available through the FNHA here. But Lilwat Health and Healing is looking to consolidate the S. Zumin Hub and Spoke model into a new facility in Mount Currie. We need a permanent location for S. Zumin, because right now they're temporarily housed, said Frank. And so we want to look at a new facility to house our current 19 staff members. Frank estimates a facility with roughly 5,000 square feet would best serve the PCC's staff and programs, while leaving the door open for future upgrades to service. There's other dreams that we have for the facility, said Frank. Because our X-ray, our lab and our pharmacies are getting overloaded as well, and so, you know, we hope to be able to enhance those services as well. Frank says Lilwat Health and Healing is looking to BC Housing for a new facility. Job openings: the First Nations Health Authority is looking to fill 7 full-time positions for the S. Zuman Primary Care Center: nurse practitioner, family physician, a clinical manager, community dietitian, physiotherapist, social worker and transportation coordinator, driver. The PCC is also looking for housing for those new healthcare workers. A post made on the Pemberton BC Canada Housing Rentals Facebook group on December 9 asked for rental properties, temporary accommodations, and creative ideas to help support that new staff.